The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
880 BC.
No, you're right.
Woo. Little late, coming in with a fat belly. Just got done with some Thanksgiving dinner, but I had to get down here to the studio. Pump out a nap. Why? Well, today we got a guest. He's got a gig tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure that a couple of locals fucking here, because I know. Pretty sure, anyway, most of our following is here in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? So if you're here in Pittsburgh and you know where Heinz Field is, that's right, I call it Heinz Field, and you know what I'm talking about, you Akershire fans, you Akershire holes. That's right, it's Heinz Field, Heinz Stadium. Why don't they call it Heinz Field at Akershire Stadium? Why? Because it compromises when everyone loses. That's why. No, but the victorious return of Joey Purse on today's episode. And he does have an event tomorrow, Friday. There's a I don't know what you want to call it, an influencer's thingamabob, a mixer, or whatever it is. But it's an anybody goes type of situation. You can go see Joey there. If you follow him, spell Joey like you'd spell Joey, spell Purse like you'd spell a purse. Search him on almost any platform. But I know he's doing well on TikTok. And go check him out. Along with him, I brought the return of Chris Scriva, and rounding out the table for the final piece of what I'm calling 880 BC, them Beaver County boys, or Beavco Bo. I'm not sure yet. You'll see it in the header. But they're all from up north, just north of us here in Allegheny County, where the elections are frauds and blah, blah, is blah, blah, blah. There's Beaver County. Now, I don't know how they run their ship up there, but maybe things fly straight. You know what I mean? So either way, we got them all down here. Come out of the woodwork for a great episode. You're going to love it. For my unpaid sponsor, in no way affiliated with today's episode, is Meta Platforms, guys. As you'll hear, Chris is banned from all Meta Platforms for absolute bullshit. As far as I understand, there's really no way to appeal. I mean, it's like if someone's bullying you and you were like, hey, I don't think your bullying me is fair. And then they'd say, well, write it down. And slide it over to me, and I'll run it past me and see if I think it's fair. And I'm the one who's doing it. At the end of the day, you ask a bully for mercy, they just pick on you more. And for that reason, I don't think Chris has any discourse. He's going to try to get a lawyer to get his social media back. Unfortunately, it is kind of extremely helpful to have social media now. It's like the way entertainers contact one another before they have agents. You know what I mean? So anyway, if he wants to have his own agency, that is the ability to choose his own destiny, he's going to have to talk to the Zuck at Meta Platforms. That's right. You just had Thanksgiving dinner, right? Now, see, I had my Thanksgiving dinner here in Pennsylvania, and my family is spread out across the United States. We got some up in the Rocky Mountains, some out in the Great Plains. My girls got people on the East Coast as well as overseas. But can you imagine a future? Let's just fast forward to the year 2030. All right, we wouldn't have had to been apart for Thanksgiving. We could have met at any one of our virtual houses. That's right. In the future, you don't need a real house. You can buy a fake house from Mark Zuckerberg. That's right. Just enter your credit card right here, and we'll take Zuckbucks. That's right. You must convert to Zuckcoin. But at which point you will be able to own something that doesn't exist. And you and your family can create an avatar where you're not overweight and your girlfriend is always smiling and you'll be there at the table. Right? At what is a very impressive Zuckbuck house. I mean, let's be honest, you've been mining Zuckbuck coin. But the conversations, that's what'll be great. You see, so many people nowadays, because they're intolerant, I guess, now hate their families and won't talk. I even saw an SNL skit this weekend. Well, this before Thanksgiving Eve, they do their special where they show all the old SNL shits, you know? And they're like, yeah, isn't it funny how you hate your family when you go back for Thanksgiving? Well, think about this. You're sitting at Zuckerberg's table. You got his picture over the fireplace. No one's going to say shit. Everyone voted for Biden at that table. If not, they're not allowed at that table. That's right. They're banned by the Zuck himself. Man, it'll be great in the future, because the last thing you want is for your skinny avatar and your big fat house to be taken away from you. You know what I mean? Then you'd have to live in your real apartment. Man, in the future, our debt will be great. Meta. Available in the future and currently at a slightly shittier version. Anyway, that was my ad read for the day. We're going to get right into the episode. 880 BC, Beaver County Boys with Joey Purse, Andreas O'Rourke, and Chris Scriva.
Welcome to 105.9 The Gay FM.
Gay FM?
Yeah.
Dude, you have to leave at 8?
Yeah.
That's like 15 minutes away.
I know, dude. It sucks.
Why'd you show up so late?
I showed up at like 7:08.
Yeah, he was here on time, dude.
All right, let's do this podcast.
Oh.
We already are doing this.
Okay, erase all that stuff from the beginning.
Oh, no, that's the stuff I keep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no.
I have a special folder with that, dude.
Yeah. I'm in a few special folders.
I call that, can I be on your show folder?
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, oh, really? Have you heard this little ditty?
I don't book anything.
Yeah, you're going to see Aaron getting booked at like the LGBT fucking show.
Yeah, dude.
How do you fit in here? I have dirt.
Damn. I have dirt on them.
They have dirt on them.
Joey, how was your day? I know you're working for the man right now, and it seems like a busy... I used to work for the brown label. Is that what we'll call them?
The brown label. The brown note.
Why are we using code words?
UPS, you gotta go. What can brown do for you, right? Isn't that who you work with, right?
Yeah, I work with. I don't know none of their slogans. I just deliver packages, dude. I just throw them shits on the
porch. Are you seasonal or are you there all year?
No, I'm seasonal.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And now you're doing what they call driver helper. Is that right?
Yeah, personal vehicle.
Welcome to
personal vehicle. Like you use your car to deliver UPS packages?
Yeah, and a couple lights came on today, so I don't know what the fuck I'm about to do.
Dude, that sucks. I can't believe I didn't know that they do that. Do they pay you extra for that?
Yeah, they do. We get paid per mile and we get a couple extra dollars.
Huh.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Huh. And then you're out there all day doing that shit, so how many times you gotta come back to the fucking hub?
Well,
yeah, you have a little car.
We're not exactly, sometimes we're out there all day, sometimes we're not. It's usually just me out there if it's all day, but that's because my car is so small. I usually have to go back to the dock. Now that I've been doing it for about a couple weeks, I'll have to go back to the dock, like
to the big dock,
four, five times.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you just like literally pack your back seat to where you can't see, or what?
Back and front.
Damn. And
do you pack?
I didn't see what kind of car you drive. What kind of car you drive?
Chevy Spark
is the world's smallest car, dude.
Yeah, right.
It's like, so
it's the size of that beer cooler.
If I could fit more packages in my car, like, I probably would be done in half the time.
Yeah, I believe that, dude. You gotta get a little trailer.
Get those miles, though. You know,
the fact that I can
strap into the roof like a safari.
The fact that I could start delivering at 11 and finish 80 packages in that vehicle by 5 is like amazing.
So 11 to 5 is 6 hours. 80 divided by 6 is 4 is 2. I'm trying to figure that out. God,
dude, this fucking
divided by 6.
But like, if you take that, if you put me in an SUV,
God, that should be
then easy. I probably cut that down by 2 to 3 hours.
There you go.
13 packages an hour. That's one every 5 minutes. A little less. A little more than
that. Damn, dude, you're like a mathematician.
Some. Yeah.
Mathematician. Like that,
yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. You like did all the... You got a spreadsheet for him and everything already? Holy fuck.
It will be more so 13 stops rather than packages. Because some stops...
Oh, yeah, right. You can have all kinds of shit. Yep. I used to work there bunches, dude, in Lincoln, Nebraska. So it was probably a lot flatter, a lot easier than
just delivering corn to people. Hey, so did you get chased by a dog or anything yet?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Is it true? Are dogs racist?
I don't know, but I had a friend in whenever I lived in middle school, I had a friend. He said that his dog only barked at black people, which is.
He would have had to have observed.
It's hilarious.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
Well,
right?
Fucking did a census.
What's like? Because obviously the dog sees plenty of black people, right? Because he knows that that's who it barks at. Get used to it, dog. You know what I mean?
Like, what if fuck? He just puts on NBA games and hits him the whole time?
He's like,
trains him.
Like what? I'm training him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. He plays fetch with a basketball, you know what I mean? Yeah. And the dog's like, God,
we all know that black people just walk around holding basketballs. No. So
he's associating with what he saw earlier. Yeah. Never,
right. No, it's good. I got
it's
it.
It's the treat. It's the treat.
Fuck yeah.
You don't walk around with basketballs? Chris, you look like a baller.
Yeah, no, dude. I dunked before I came here.
I mean a ball. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Dunked on you, dude. Dude,
you look like a penis enthusiast.
What the fuck is a penis enthusiast?
I think we all know what a penis enthusiast is.
A penis enthusiast. Call him a cocksucker.
Yeah, bro, you don't want to roast Chris, dude. I've seen that motherfucker in people's lives. You don't want to
put
parts.
Him in coffins.
You do seem like a Pittsburgh roast guy.
Dude.
No, I'm just a roast guy, dude.
We did a roast show.
Don't associate me with the scene.
In fucking Ohio. you had to wear costumes and shit. And me, Joey, and Chris were the only ones that wore costumes.
Izzy wore a Spider-Man costume.
Izzy was fucking Spider-Man, just random as fuck. And people were trying to roast Chris. And Chris was fucking just Chris was actually doing the insulting from the audience. Because you could insult the comic while they're on stage. And Chris was just boom, boom.
No, they'd
boom.
Come at me from the stage. I'm big mistake, bitch.
He was lighting the fuck up.
No, it was irritating as fuck though, because John shut off all the lights in the venue and gave wireless mics out to the audience.
What?
So you get up there and I couldn't see. You can see the front row. It's like three empty chairs and then just blackness, like an abyss. Like you're looking into fucking space.
Yeah.
Just lighting you up. You can't hear. You have to go based off their voice. Like, oh, this chick sounds
like
fat.
That,
let
Daniel.
Me go there.
That's true. That's true. It doesn't give you a lot of ammo to strike back with. You can't be like, nice fucking shirt or whatever that is.
Niles, Ohio.
Get that Proud Boy reunion, that kind
shit,
of thing.
That shit was crazy.
Good old.
I bought a gyro or euro or whatever part of the country you're in. And they gave it to me in a tortilla shell.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah, that's it. That's
like a taco shell?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a taco shell gyro and then ate it next to a naked lady mannequin.
Fuck yeah.
This was at Ham Bones?
No.
Oh, okay. You said dick. I thought you meant John Dick.
When did I say dick? I don't even remember.
I said dick.
No, I said John, the guy John.
You were thinking dick.
I was. Yeah, I'm a fucking dick enthusiast. I don't know if you're
dick on the brain.
All the time. There's nothing wrong with that if you're part of the community.
Enthusiast.
But this one here.
Who the fuck?
Too aggressive with it.
Penis enthusiast.
He leaves no dick unsucked.
Joe, you are in the zone right now.
Dude, I
just cold.
You're cold? Do you need a coat?
No, it's my feet.
No, what?
Oh,
do you want to put them in Aaron's mouth?
What the fuck are you talking about?
He has
mate?
A fetish.
I thought I was a penis thing. Enthusiast, dude.
No, you're also a foot guy.
You don't have dick toes, do you?
Jojo dick toes.
One time on YouTube, someone called me a small penis individual.
Small penis individual.
Dude, I love YouTube insults, man.
Dude, they're the best. There's nothing better.
I was going to say,
somebody called me
we should
a fat wannabe Andrew Schultz. That was a compliment.
A fat wannabe who?
Andrew Schultz. I took that as a compliment.
Yeah, you're like, what are you talking about? That's great.
I'd love to be Andrew Schultz. He's fucking money.
Dude,
I've been
so much money.
I've been making those skateboard videos on my Shredlord 420 TikTok, and this is like pretty much normal. It's like everybody like asks me for free skateboards. I'm like, I don't have any money. Guy goes, hey, man, in need, free skateboards. I'm like, high school kid. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a heartless monster. He goes, also, gay. Like, I don't know why. My whole TikTok is just like 12-year-olds calling me gay.
Well, there is hope for the future.
That's like my market, though. It's like
the next generation.
12-year-olds.
This motherfucker called you a penis enthusiast. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, dude. Shaft jockey, dude.
Yeah, you would.
Jockey.
Fuck yeah, man.
Nothing there's wrong with that. But
no, man. That's pretty
yeah,
good.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all. Not it's just you have so many names for it.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty good.
That's a classic fucking Seinfeld. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, what's the deal with penis?
What's the deal with sucking cock?
Sticking in my mouth. Everybody's doing it. Hits my tonsils, but I keep doing it.
Nobody's gagging. I want to see tears.
That's, you know, that classic Seinfeld bit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that classic Kramer bit he did on stage one time.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Michael Richards,
hero.
King of comedy.
Hero.
Dude. Yeah.
Him and Kanye are going to be fucking chilling soon.
Dude, Kanye's
dude.
Back
on
Twitter.
They're going to make an album together.
Do you see that they put Kanye back on Twitter?
Why wouldn't they?
No, I do. So I Elon put Trump back on, too, the same day, Kanye and Trump. Kanye's first tweet back was shalom.
Oh, perfect.
After being anti-Semitic, dude. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, it's on
not
fire.
Anti-Semitic. It's just fucking...
No. Everything he said leading up to that post.
Damn, bro.
That's why he got banned.
You said it was a... Is his first tweet, dude.
Yeah, when he came
maybe
back.
That was his
it's his first tweet
offering,
back.
Dude. That was his olive branch, you know what I mean?
No, I think he was trolling pretty hard.
Which is the Old Testament, by
he
the way.
He just came up, like, yeah, it's just like...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example that I could give without getting canceled.
No, you can't give up. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. What are you watching, Joey? If you're going to be watching your phone, you got to tell
all
us
these...
about it.
I'm not watching anything.
Watching porn.
He's watching stories.
He's watching penis enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah, he got that Houston show there.
Penis.
Do I have to confiscate your phone and put it in one of those Dave Chappelle bags, dude?
Nah.
You know, the ones where you get to say all the anti-Semitic stuff on stage and no one can film it.
No, he's more of an anti-transgender guy.
He's one of those guys I needed to learn to do an impression of. You know what I mean? Because he'll be relevant probably for another 10 years, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What impression would you do of him? Like,
I'm Rick James.
Where
bitch.
You just do
yeah,
it?
See, I,
you
I
just
don't
be doing
do
covers.
I don't exactly. Yeah. That's the problem. Is I'd just be doing. Did you? Well, you saw the Legion of Skanks where you did the fucking. They did the.
Yeah, that
the
was
phone call.
Yeah,
that's a legit Dave Chappelle impression. That was
I know,
so.
It was
did you guys
good.
See this at all?
No.
There's a podcast called Legion of Skanks, and one of the guys, Fox News, thought he was Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? So what he did was he used his phone to three-way call their friend, Dan Soder, who's a legitimate good comedian everybody knows about, who does a great Dave Chappelle impression. And then he had a mock conversation with Fox News lady live on the podcast.
Holy
and it is
fuck.
Amazing, dude. She still, to this day, thinks she's talked to Dave Chappelle.
No. Do you know who's on the show right now?
On what show?
The best impressionist I've ever met.
Who?
Give us some Pittsburgh comedians.
Oh,
oh,
Andre.
Fucking, I could do. We all know Adam Neidig.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I have to like prep my voice.
Can you do Aaron?
Yeah. Aaron Douglas?
Yeah.
No, dude, your voice is not very unique. I know that.
You know, that's going to be the title of my first fucking special. My voice is not very unique.
No, it's just like you just have a very I'm trying. There's nothing wrong with this. You just have.
You don't have to apologize. You can hear. You can.
You sound like a radio show. Yeah. It's like you're made for this.
So yeah, with Adam Neidig, he has very high highs. So he's like, yeah, I lived. I was the only one on my street. I can't do him because my voice is gone. But you get the point. It's super high.
I can't do him without just doing his bits. No, if I could just do his bits, I can do an impression.
Oh, let's do like the bigger Pittsburgh comedians. Can you do
there are no big Pittsburgh comedians.
There's bigger ones. Working.
You know, who was it that posted? Oh, I saw somebody. If you Google Pittsburgh comedians, Aaron Kleiber's the first one that comes up.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Can you do him?
But
he when he goes on stage, he talks like this. Like, guys, he's sweetie pies, he's sweethearts, he's sweetie.
He does
find daters. I don't know about nothing. I don't know about nothing. You sweetie pie. Now, Andreas, you're never going to get to do the improv now, buddy. Not now. Not that you're ever going to get a chance to, but now that you've impersonated me on Aaron's podcast, No, sir.
He does do that, dude. It's like it's like a mom who's lecturing people or something.
Yeah,
like
I was
that.
Confused.
It's like, it's a weird personality.
I looked up some of his video on. I mean, he fucking crushed. I mean, I'm not talking shit. He crushed on.
No,
Gotham.
You're talking shit. It's on record.
But like. It was weird to me because like his talking voice is like not his performing voice at all.
He just sounds like this. So he goes, "I gotta get up and get in the
don't be afraid to ask.
Chips."
He reminds me of a
totally informal here
a soccer coach for some reason.
He looks like a soccer coach. That's why
a little bit. Yeah, I like how there's two different conversations going.
No, we're back here. We're listening
it
to
you matter.
Talk shit on Aaron Kleiber. That's what we're looking at.
Joey Purse is getting shit housed over here on Hams, dude.
Hams.
He's getting hammered.
I used to do a great James
Hammers. Oh. Hams. Hammers. Hammers.
Is that the your, is that your
fuck
Matt Light?
Is that?
No, bro. That's We've not my. Up, Jesus dude. Fucking we Christ, bro. That's yeah. not my Matt Light.
He was
Light
quiet
impression.
As fuck like 2 minutes ago. Now he's talking.
Dude, he just that's nailed an impression. What other comedians can you do an impression of?
Bukwaki. I could do. I do a pretty good James J. Hamilton. We're all.
I could do some that
it's
are pretty.
Too long
mean.
Since I've seen James. I wish yeah. he'd come out more.
See the new, you new kids listening to this shit don't know about James J. Back when he used to say shit that would make people fucking gasp.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Okay, who are the? Let's go through every open mic host if you could do them in Pittsburgh. Who's the
fake bitch?
That's Brandon Easton.
Yo! And I didn't set up the video.
Trap
and I didn't set up the video.
That's a very Tuesday. Very
real
Tuesday.
That's tonight. That's a tonight.
That's in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, damn, son, where did you find this?
Damn, son.
Where did you find this?
Trapaholics.
There's no having a conversation with Chris that doesn't devolve into talking shit Please about Pittsburgh.
No, dude, I hate all you motherfuckers. I came back for 3 years. Nobody would put me on a fucking show.
Trapaholic.
The people start being nice to me when they find out I can get you shows.
Oh, you know what the great thing is? I'm a nihilist, so I don't give a fuck what you
You're
have to
say. You're a nihilist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sweet? I'm into nihilism.
What's nihilism that? It means you don't give a fuck about anything.
Exactly. You think that there's no real point.
Except penis enthusiasm.
Yeah, the Nile's cool. I'm more of an Ohio River guy.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm lots of floating condoms.
The Nile. I get
You're
it.
You a what, Joey?
I get it.
I said I'm more of a fight me guy.
You
a
fight me?
Yeah. Yeah, people don't know, but Joey Purse will bring fist, dude.
They don't need to know.
Look, Aaron, just letting you know, if you get him started on this shit, it's all Yang. Gonna fucking stop for like 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, dude.
All
right. Joey's just a little ball of hatred.
Well, what I'm telling you, I'm giving you the disclaimer now.
All right.
If you don't want to go down this particular motherfucking road, don't start it, because if you do, it ain't stopping.
I like violence. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that it's like the first thing. But the fact that it's not on the table anymore makes society suck.
Eric Williams.
That was better than mine.
Okay, dude. Okay. I love Eric. Eric's one of my favorite people.
He's very grabby.
Yeah, well, he gets.
Well, he'll fucking give you a massage.
He's never grabbed me once.
Okay, let me elucidate on that. He won't like touch your cock. He'll just like rub your shoulders like really hard.
And that should be feeling right.
Man, maybe that's just you.
Oh, he has done it to me.
Oh, he does it to me.
No, it feels good, dude. I welcome that shit. Yeah, dude.
Oh, he's done it to more than
you. You're like, ooh, that feels good.
Yeah, my shoulder be tense as fuck.
No, but Eric's fucking awesome. I love Eric, but he does kind of sound like the dad from Jimmy Neutron.
Do that to me.
Jimbo,
do that to me.
No, dude. I love it. Eric's like one of my favorite people. I feel bad.
I love you too, Chris. Eric, there's a thin line between Eric's voice and Adam Nating's voice.
I was just about to say that. It's like just a note off.
There's
and that's
no
it.
Line no, between
you,
Eric and
Eric.
Do
you know who he sounds like? The craziest thing. I was at the Garfield Art House. This is like 4 or 5 years ago doing a show. I'm hanging out with Tim Ross. And then we watch Scott get up on stage, and Scott
Israel.
Yeah, he's talking.
I can fucking nail him,
dude. Anyways, just a second. All right. Scott comes off the stage, and we're still talking, and it sounds like his set's still going on. And we're in there, and we look, and Scott's just standing right there. Goes, "What's up?" Because Tim goes, "Wait, I thought you were still on stage." And turns, it's Eric. They have the same voice. They have the same fucking voice. It was like a continuous set, like the way they handed it off. But yeah, they have a very similar voice.
Aaron, do you remember?
I forgot about that.
Scott Israel.
I mean, I guess it's not really the same. I guess when they were on stage, they both have a very loud. They project.
No, it's not the same.
No, I love Eric, man.
Hey, I love Eric.
I love
too.
Scott. I don't know much about it. I mean, I know Eric. I like Eric, but I don't know him very well.
Eric's cool as hell. Yeah,
Scott's one of those guys who got out of the
Eric's
game.
Awesome,
and I'm glad he did because he was like wrecking himself every night. You know what I mean?
Do you do an Izzy impression?
No, dude. I'll just look stupid trying to do Izzy. Izzy, man, like, Izzy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people's voices are
this
theirs.
This is really just a podcast for other Pittsburgh open micers.
Pretty much. No one's
you
gonna,
did
no
it,
one's
dude.
Understand this shit.
No,
you
did it.
Every
no
time you're on anything, you're like, let's talk
that's all we
shit
talk
about people.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to talk.
Don't impersonate my friend. Izzy got me on shows. Yeah. I love him to death.
Dude, I'm already banned from the internet.
You're banned from the internet?
Yeah.
Did you post your ass or porn or something?
I just posted the clip to your stand-up, and they're like, oh, this is trash.
Well, I totally understand that. You shouldn't do that. Why the fuck would you ruin your own career like that, bro? Like Chris, you better off posting your fucking meat stick.
Right? Yeah, there you go, dude.
Fucking bullshit clips.
Other than,
do you guys remember that the comic? Yeah, this is crazy, right? So I don't want to go into depth on it right now, but I'm not allowed on any meta platform.
This is Viper.
But no.
Okay.
There's a comic. You remember Jimmy from, he would go to Improv Open Mic. He put a picture of his erect penis in his sweatpants.
I remember.
Next, yeah. to, like, next to a bunch of like blunt rappers. And it was like, what hello, ladies. And he kept posting it as his banner like every day. It was just like, look how big it is and stuff.
He was sped, though.
Like, yeah, dude, but that's still on there. He never lost his.
Fuck.
Wait, so this guy was a Pittsburgh guy? Or?
Yeah, he wasn't really. He wanted to come out.
Dude, I want to see it.
Jimmy.
Why'd you say his name, dude? Yo. Might be his role. That's his stage name.
Yeah, what?
Nothing.
Dude, look it up, dude.
No, I thought he was my fucking friend. Oh, no, it was years ago.
Yeah.
It's still up.
I'm not.
I mean,
going
honestly,
to
I looked it's not.
That's not his name on,
it's
on Facebook.
Nudity,
either.
Right?
No,
it's nudity, right? And why? Here's a weird cock. Here's a weird dichotomy, if that's the right word.
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Dichotomy.
Why dick. Is it? Why dichotomy? That's when they remove the dike out of a woman.
Jesus.
Oh. Cancel.
Workshopping fucking shit that'll get you canceled at Getaway.
Yeah, dude.
Right? I am, dude. I'm fucking tired of fucking tiptoeing around like I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Put that on your fucking headstone. Holy fucking tired shit.
No, like so, there's a weird dichotomy, like where, for instance, you got canceled for posting something about
no,
legal
I
prostitution.
I got canceled too, bro. That shit's not fun. It's actually very invigorating.
But I don't even know if I'm really can't. I'm just right. permanently prevented.
The subject,
they removed my
the
WhatsApp.
He got canceled for was talking about prostitutes, right? And yet there's this whole fucking movement of people saying sex work is real work, you
right.
know? Like, how can you in one sentence say sex work is real work and then the next sentence say promoting sex work is a fucking crime?
Yeah, no, I agree
with
you 100%.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
So,
it's a mental illness, dude.
Real quick, Joey, are you okay with me talking about your situation?
No, I don't give a fuck as fuck.
All right, cool. So,
all right, cool. Boom, right?
I'm gonna say this. Joey recently caught some flack for some shit that he didn't need to catch flack for, right? He made a post. I don't want to misquote you, but you said that Kanye and who else?
Kanye, Orlando Brown, and Cat Williams are not crazy.
Right.
The same person, the same people who run the government run Hollywood.
Right. So, like, he posted that shit, right? Now, to be fair, he didn't know all the shit Kanye was saying at the time with the anti-Semitic shit, but he wasn't even mentioning Jewish people. People came on his post and brought Jewish into it and started saying.
Right.
Well, I got a whole different spin on it. But I agree. I agree
yeah,
with what you're saying,
so
but
what
I see it from a different angle. We're looking at the same person. We're just seeing them two different ways.
Be fucking.
Free purse. So what happened?
Are you in Facebook jail or some shit?
No, I'm banned from venues.
I'm
banned from venues and showcases.
You got fired because of that, technically.
Yeah, in a way, I did. I got fired
for a Facebook
from bullshit ass open mics and showcases in Pittsburgh.
No, you got fired from a gig, dude. Like a recurring.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
you actually
what I'm
got legitimately
showcases.
Fired.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Showcases.
Yeah.
I cannot work with Don't Tell Comedy Pittsburgh anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horseshit, dude.
Because they said that what I was saying can be it can be looked at as anti-Semitic. But what happened was comedians came on my page.
They brought it into
and
so
brought the anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah,
to
they
my
said
page.
It was implied and you were like, eh.
I was saying on the post, this has nothing to do with Jewish people or people
Facts.
From the Middle East at all.
Facts.
I don't know who's running shit. I believe
I'm with you,
shit.
Dude.
I don't
people
know who's
are,
running shit, but someone, I think
this is my thing about Kanye, and it's
but,
probably not popular way to think about shit. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Since Kanye was a little boy, everyone looked
little
at
boy.
Him and said, "You're a black." You're a black. You're a black. I'm serious. I'm serious, dude.
I
went through the same thing growing up.
You're a black.
Calm down and listen. Calm down and listen.
Fuck, dude,
when you teach people that they are part of a group,
right.
they start to see other people as part of a group.
Yeah.
That's why Kanye sees.
No, that's true.
That's why Kanye
that's
sees his fucking managers as part of a group because he was
okay.
taught to see himself as part of a group.
Okay.
That's the fucking. That's what happened.
No,
I can't tell
if this is very progressive or not progressive.
It don't matter what it is. It's right.
Can I just say something real quick? Now, actually looking deeper into those three people, I don't think Kanye is crazy. I still don't. I'll stand on that. I do think Orlando Brown is crazy.
Did you watch
the
Lex interview with Kanye?
No, I don't watch any of the interviews.
Oh, you need to watch that.
It
kind of changed my mind on.
Not a fucking bot. I'm
yeah,
not a
fucking bot.
Not a bot, dude.
I
watch
care.
Fucking Pokemon.
I don't care
bitch.
Enough about celebrities' lives to pay attention and make their lives my lives.
Trapaholics.
I don't give a fuck about
Trapaholics.
Yeah, but you still
damn,
get you
son.
Still get
where'd you find this?
Stuff, right?
Real.
You still get like caught up
Trap.
Watching reels or
shit. No, I don't.
Really? Good for you, dude, because I'll fucking sit on the toilet for way too long.
Bro, I don't watch TikTok. I don't watch no reels,
What's
Instagram
this?
Reels, Facebook reels.
If you're thinking of something, you don't want to say right that second.
The only thing I watch is whenever I sit down, I go on YouTube whenever I actually want to watch something, and I watch AMP, RDC World, or Mr. Beast, or some YouTubers. I don't watch. I genuinely don't get lost in fucking content.
There you go, Joe.
I'm super stoked on that. By the way, tell me about Mr. Beast, because I keep hearing his name.
Mr. Beast is the fucking goat of goats.
What is it?
For any kind of content, any shit out. He's the goat of goats for fucking celebrities.
You're not the first one to
so
do
Mr.
that.
So Mr. Beast is the fastest person to ever reach 100 million subscribers in the world, ever. And every video of his, like, has a video only about 4 years.
Damn. I saw.
You
didn't need to write it down. I already knew.
But Mr. Beast grew.
I'm sorry.
About 85,000 of those in 2 years.
Did you see the
85 million? I'm sorry. 85 million in 2 years.
Did you see the thing he just did where he put a circle up and put a house in a circle?
Yeah, but I watch everything, Mr. Beast.
It's crazy. They told the guy, is that old? I don't know.
That's like a couple months old now. But yeah, bro, he does challenges. He throws money, millions of dollars away every video. It takes him anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks to put out a video. I know this because I watch him closely.
I watched a YouTube video where they said Mr. Beast is a psyop to dumb us down.
Probably.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Because Mr. Beast,
as Kanye would say,
the reason why I don't think
I
so,
go bomb, guys.
The reason why I don't think so coming, is Andre. Because Mr. Beast.
That was Andreas O'Rourke. You can catch him
at your mom's house.
I do.
See you, Andreas.
Bye, Andreas. I miss you so much.
The reason why is because Mr. Beast.
Oh shit! You're gonna have to move your car, aren't you, to get around?
No, he shouldn't.
No, Chris Parker on the
side. Good.
Mr. Beast. He lived at
Cindy. Actually, is she home?
No, she's got a thing, so okay. We're good.
He lived the life that a lot of YouTubers like, that lavish life, and he didn't like it. So he literally just tries to give – he hosts game shows, game videos, and throws millions of dollars each video.
No, he's actually pretty fascinating, Aaron, if you haven't watched him yet.
Googled him for the first time.
Just study him, and you could grow your shit.
So like, much. So yeah, fucking
he's
much.
Like a pioneer for streaming and stuff.
So – if there's, is there a platform that Mr. Beast is most notable on? Is it YouTube?
Yeah,
he has like, he's the most viewed ever, I believe, because he has like five, six different pages. He has international pages where he pays translators to translate his shit into other languages.
That's so smart.
And he does like has so much stuff.
You
got to
get up to 85 million subscribers before you can afford translators for Dubai. But that's, it's worth the money. Yeah,
all of his pages get millions of views. Like this dude is swimming in money, and he just gives it away. Like
really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, every one of his videos, he not only puts out hundreds of thousands / millions to set them up.
His main channel has 113 million subscribers.
Well, he's got 113 million and one.
But bro, seriously, watch his video. He gives away over $500,000 per video just to people. He puts in, sometimes he'll put over a million, like for his, what's it called? Squid Games? He made a Squid Game.
I looked up Mr. Beast. That's the first reel that comes up, or short.
Has Mr. Beast ever said the N-word? I wouldn't give a fuck if he did, to be quite honest. being someone of black descent,
I'm
guessing
he's not
black
then, evidently. He must be a white guy.
Let's watch it. See what, or cancel Mr. Beast right now.
But Mr. Beast, no, they definitely clickbaited this.
How old is this dude?
He's like 22.
Yeah, he looks young as shit.
Oh, no, that's an old photo.
Dude, if you're going to have it up, hold it to the microphone,
he
for God's
Niger,
sake.
He said Niger, bro.
Ah, dude.
Niger.
No, Niger. Like the because, you know, there's a country
Niger,
in Africa.
Yeah, it's called Niger.
Niger is a country, and there's Nigeria also, which is confusing.
Oh, it's Niger for real?
There's two different countries.
Yo, so fun story.
You just sound like
my mom.
Uneducated.
No, because whenever I was like 9, 10 years old, I was in Connecticut visiting my stepdad's family with my mom and stuff. And my mom, I was studying for school. My mom was like, what is that word? And it was Niger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is it Niger or the N-word? And I ended up telling her nigger, and she smacked the fuck out of me like immediately.
We're gonna clarify something real quick. Joey's mom is black.
Your mom thinks you can't say it.
No,
generationally, that's interesting, right?
No, my mom actually doesn't. She's the kind of person who believes nobody should say it. She's
not even
one of
her.
Most people, yeah.
That's good. Good on her then.
But all her kids say it.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though, generationally. Like, I don't know. Is that a thing in her generation? Like, most folks were like, nah, you shouldn't say that.
I mean, I'm the same way. I don't believe you should say the word, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck it, it's never going to stop being said, so whatever.
My opinion is they should give it away. Like the Yankees, like that's what they did. What the North did was they were like, oh, call us Yankees. We like it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Let's give it to English people.
No, they're the ones who made it.
No, they said ER.
Yeah.
Yeah, black people say, hey, let's give A to English.
Oh, you're going
to
give it to them, right? Yeah. So they get the pass?
It's tough because, I mean, it's a power move on both sides. You know what I mean?
Like, let's give it to Italian people. They're all saying it anyways.
You know what? Yeah. That's even smarter. The American Italians? They're fucking black. If you look at DNA, they're black anyway.
Did I just get the pass?
No, are you giving me
can
I get that in writing?
There's a musical director at a Chicago theater, a real big one, I won't mention, that told me I can say it because I'm not really white.
What?
Says Italian people aren't really white. He's a black guy. So
they're not. They're mixed. A lot. Most Italians are mixed. Yeah.
What is the logic behind Italian? I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone's mixed if you follow the fucking chain far enough.
Well, yeah, but no.
Like,
Italians specifically have a lot of black DNA in them. Well, not all of them.
Italy. But. Can't you like basically see Africa from Italy? Like Egypt?
You might be able to see North Africa.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, they were all over there with like Cleopatra and shit, yeah. Dude. Like
that's why Sicilians, like Southern Italians,
the Moors came up and just like. Smashed everybody.
Yeah, when they finally broke through, they definitely just like smashed everyone.
Yeah, dude,
raped everyone.
Just rolled up playing Chief Keef.
Yeah, back when it was cool to rape, dude.
Yeah, so like a lot of southern Italian. That's why a lot of Southern Italians are dark and have curly hairs because they have a lot of like mixture.
Yeah,
in their own,
yeah, it makes sense genetics. To me. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, you're really not much for somebody's half black. You're not much darker than an average, like Calabrian or Sicilian person. I'm saying like that's like it's still like it. That wasn't meant to be racist. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like look like how much darker?
No, I'm not. I'm not that dark.
We're like almost the same skin tone.
Well, that's the thing. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird that like if my hand is next to somebody else's hand in a picture, they pretty much look the same. But for some reason, when we put a face next to it, like we can tell. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Humans are so good at like identifying like genetics.
So if you look, at people. Like the different races of like even white, but if you look at darker people, there's a different kind of brown. Like Mexicans are a different kind of brown than black people. Indians are a different kind of brown. For like,
well,
they all have different hues.
It depends on how much native they have in them. Because like, there's a lot of Mexicans just like olive like an Italian person.
No, yeah, but there's I'm saying a different kind of brown though. Like, yeah. Just pay attention to the darkest of Mexicans. Look at black people. Look at Indian people. They all have a different like hue.
It's crazy that like that just shows that race is just like an economical like construct thing. Because in Mexico, they're very diverse. Like they are. Here, like they have Chinese people in Mexico, right?
Right,
they
that's
have,
not what I'm saying, Chris. Yeah.
I'm saying, but you can't say Mexican people. You know what I mean? You
well,
say,
well,
like,
I'm saying
this: if you take a guy from Mexico and you take a guy from Thailand and you take a picture of their forearm without their hand or their elbow, you can't tell the difference.
I could tell,
bro. Look at the. Pay attention to the browns, bro. I'm telling you, it's like different hues in their browns. You could tell it's like different hues and undertones.
Maybe, and that makes sense. I mean, to some extent, that makes sense because, people, like, if you want to go with the racist things, they say yellow, they say red, they say, I don't know the other.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying yellow and red, but it's just different. Like, they're definitely different shades.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, we're all one race. That's why we can breed together.
Yeah. It's
you know, not
the
breed,
human
but like
race.
Mate.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I mean, don't get me wrong.
But even that, like, even just calling like white people, though, do I really look like a fucking pasty, freckled redhead kid from Ireland with red hair and shit?
Fuck
like,
no.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're Italian. You can say
Irish
it.
People aren't white people.
I got the pass, dude.
Irish people aren't white people.
What are they? They're transparent.
They're gingers.
I have a little bit of Irish.
Is that racist?
Irish
gingers?
Ginger? Is that racist?
South I part? Don't think white people are allowed to call racism because they've done
well, no,
so much stuff.
Fuck the rules right now. Is ginger racist?
No, so South Park brought that. That's like because of South Park. And they said like kick a ginger day, and like all these like redhead kids were just getting the fuck beat out of them at schools all over,
damn.
Especially like city schools.
It's a good move, dude. The mission accomplished.
Fuck. What
the fuck, Eric? I'm just saying, dude. South Park had a goal. They met a quota.
You know, maybe you should bitch up a little bit.
Joey, what's your least favorite race?
What? No,
try and get you canceled.
No, wait. Don't tell us. Just do an impression.
No, write it on this paper. Oh
my! This is how Chris always devolves things.
Write it on the paper. We'll agree or disagree.
I don't have a least favorite race.
No kidding, man. No kidding, dude.
Right answer.
I think I was trying to think of anybody who's extinct. Cro-Magnon.
Because
they have huge dongs. Magnums.
Yeah, dude. Maybe they just went like Swedish ice cream bars.
What Neanderthals? Those always bothered me.
Like Joe Rogan, he's always saying that he's part Neanderthal.
No, we all are, dude. It's part like humans. Just
not
like,
all of us, but a lot of us.
I have 23andMe told me that I have a higher than average.
You took one of those fucking things.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
I want to.
Jesus Christ! Wait for the government to come to your
house, dude. That's why I'm scared.
I'm 0.9% Iranian, dude. I'm only 99% white. That's pretty cool. Well, I mean,
you're only 99%.
Well, I'm less than half if you factor in the Italian.
Do you know how many people have to fuck to reduce it down to 1%? It means like literally at one time you had a grandpa who was half something and half white.
Yeah, just go say.
And then no, fuck somebody.
Elizabeth's 99.8%. So cancel my fiance.
99.8%, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What?
White. She's white. My, oh. The other part popped up for her. Yeah,
she's allowed to vote. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking ridiculous.
I don't know, but yeah, I
mean,
found
women
out,
at the voting booth.
Thanks to 23andMe, I found out I'm 0.9% Iranian. So I'm like a Persian, dude. I'm gonna start going by Xerxes on stage. I'm gonna make people carry me on a fucking.
I'm pissed the fucking Spartans lost that shit.
Why?
Because that story would have been so epic.
Well, now every dumbass football team's named after them.
But that's like supposed to be like the poetry of it, is that they knew they were going to lose, and they still chose to fight.
Fuck that.
Sounds like a dumbass move.
Right. Fuck that.
Sounds like a dipshit move. Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck the bullshit. Like, if you join any competition, I want to win. I'm not like, fuck
yeah, dude.
That. No.
So what you do is you get the fuck out of there, and then you come back, and you fucking smack them later.
Bro, fuck that. Go under what they want to do. Like, go under your deal and then fucking assassinate the king. And take over. You are no longer Persian.
You're absolutely right, dude. That's the way, the new way. Like, you don't fight.
So
you don't
do you
fight
guys
big
know,
wars.
Do you guys watch? Did you guys play the game Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, no. Dude.
What is it? Is this a video game or a board game?
Actually, hold on.
No, it's a video game.
My parents went by it for me, so I had the PlayStation magazine disc, and I would just play the first level over and over again.
What are these for?
In case you. Think of something you don't want to say right that second.
For notes.
Or you can draw a picture of a penis like Andres did.
Gotcha. But anyways, Dynasty Warriors was a video game where it used a bunch of Asian warlords, generals, and,
okay.
and like, you know, more people. As a kid, I thought it was fake. It was just fantasy. But if you research it, every person in that game was a real general or like grunt or whatever at that time.
It's like based on actual events.
Yeah. Even so there's this guy, Lu Bu.
A lot of stuff's based on shit. Dude, Grand Theft Auto 3 is based on
Lu Bu. You know Lu Bu?
I was going to write it on the paper so I can come back to Lu Bu.
Well, yeah, Lu Bu. You know, you remember Lu Bu?
Yeah.
You said you played that? Yeah, he's like 6'4". He's taller than everyone because, you know, Asian people were short. So he's taller than everyone. They make him like 6'4", and he's big as fuck. In real life, he was like 4'9".
There's pretty big Asian people. They're not all short.
I mean,
that's like a stereotype. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know, Jackie Chan.
I mean,
he was like 5'10".
A lot? Did you just say a lot?
Yeah, no, that is a stereotype. It is a stereotype. Like Yao Ming, 7'6".
Yeah, dude.
Right. But he's the exception that proves the rule. Because you're like, I can think of one that isn't.
Jackie Chan's
one
like 5'10".
One that isn't.
Jackie Chan's like 5'10". I said that trying to be funny and nobody laughed, so...
Because it was just racist, Joey.
Yeah, I'm not funny. I'm not a comedian. I'm a content creator.
I mean, it's okay
I'm
for
to be
people to be like,
loophole. I should tell that one to the so old like, gatekeeper.
Like, but Lu Bu basically, he double-crossed every leader he's worked for. He killed some. I like, killed one, I think. But then he ended up getting...
So
like,
he's Chinese happened. Mike Pence.
But Mike Pence. Didn't
I see what
kill
you tried
it.
To do
I don't
there.
Understand.
Oh no!
Mike Pence evidently stabbed Trump in the back. I don't remember what it was. He maybe said the vaccine.
No. When Trump was like, "No, I didn't lose. Raid the Capitol," and he was like, "Maybe we shouldn't do that." And Trump's like, "Hang him." And then the people, they like when all those fucking, when all those fucking idiots
that's
went
such
in
a
there.
Great Cliff's Notes version of it.
No, yeah, that's true. And then all those idiots went in there. They're walking around trying to find him to like lynch him. They accept Gallup. Like that's insane. That was like.
That's insane that you believe that's what happened, is in my opinion, but that's fine.
What do you think happened?
I think that a bunch of people who were pissed that they thought the election was stolen, as I've said it was, and it was here in Pennsylvania at the very least.
But you can't. You can't. You
went
can't break
to go protest peacefully, and then were enticed into going into the building.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that you guys don't know that I do know. In 2000,
from the forums.
In 2000, no, I don't see. That's the thing is, people. If you, as soon as you say anything, people are like, "Oh, he learned about this on Reddit or something."
No. I was talking about.
I know you are, but the reason you're able to make that joke is because it plays. People are like, anyone who thinks of things like this just read about it. I experienced this. This is what I experienced. The year is 2010.
Yeah.
The movement is called Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
People go into big corporate buildings and sit down as a protest because there's too many billionaires, right? They quickly find out that's private property and they can be arrested for doing that because it's called trespassing.
Yeah, but that's like government building. It's different. If you run into the post office, you're getting your ass kicked.
Just listen. They quickly find out that they can get arrested for that bullshit. So now they say, well, we need systemic change. So what we're going to do instead is go to the government buildings and do the exact same thing. So they go inside the government buildings and they start sitting down. And instead of getting arrested because it's your right to peacefully assemble in the Constitution, they get pushed to the outdoors, right? So I, in Lincoln, Nebraska, the capital of the state, watched people occupy the Capitol for a year and a half. Right? And you know why? Nothing ever happened? Because the Republicans were like, well, it's your right to do that. That's what happened. The Republicans were like, well, it's your right to do that. I understand you're pissed at us. It's your right to do that.
It's different, though, but that's still like a...
As soon as they went to the fucking Capitol and did that shit, it was not their right anymore because they were against the party. And the party
the way I'm thinking of it is like, I can go sit in the lobby of the post office, but if I jump the counter, like, now it's like in a place you're not supposed to be.
The doors were locked. As a citizen, you should be able to walk into the Capitol.
I'm cool with the raid.
I am too.
No, I'm not. I'm being reverse. Aaron likes to pick opposite viewpoints.
I agree.
I'm giving shit.
I'm loving being able to debate stuff because if you were saying the exact opposite, I could come up with something else. But the point is this: they were violent in the sense that they broke down the doors, but when Occupy Wall Street happened, no one locked the doors because Republicans were the ones being protested. But so they were like, it's their right to protest.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though.
It's
like,
the truth, man. I was there and I watched
but
it happen.
The thing is, though, is like out of all those people...
You were at the January 6th, right?
No. I literally would have to go into the Capitol in Nebraska because they literally occupied the Capitol for a year and a half until the people there were like... we're actually going to do a lot of landscaping this summer, quote unquote. So we have to have you guys move your tents,
What I'm saying, though, is like out of the scary thing, though, is like that's there probably were a lot of like sane people that went in there, but in that there's always somebody that you know what I mean. Like that's a scary thing,
of
like,
course. And because of them, everyone is being hunted down in their homes.
Yes. It's scary because like look, I just made a fucking joke about hookers in Las Vegas and lost all my fucking social media. Right, like. That is scary, but like the fact that like they went in, you know, there was a maniac in there. There's crazy shit.
There's also like four or five FBI whistleblowers right now saying, "Hey, we're ignoring legitimate cases just to go harass people who might have been peacefully at January 6th." Like they're like, it's insane the amount of things. You know, they don't even have charges pressed on most of the people that are held in prison right now for January 6th.
How can they keep them then?
They can't legally, but it doesn't matter because you're against the party.
It's the government.
I agree with it.
With what?
The raid on the Capitol, storm the Capitol.
But the
reason I am before anyone in the future takes this footage and spins it on me.
You guys heard it here.
It's because
not only does he agree with Kanye, but he agrees with the Capitol Six.
I'm
never gonna do comedy again in this city.
So I believe in gematria in the CIA. I think. So I'll just say
gematria.
Yeah,
what is gematria?
Before I get there, let me explain why I agree.
I agree with Jumanji. It's real.
We're allowed to talk about this. Is the fucking First Amendment, dude.
So I agree with
First
the raid on the Capitol
real.
Because it's not. It's man made. It's not real. I agree with that because I think it's the right mentality, but. For possibly the wrong reasons, depending on who's seeing it.
Yeah.
Like I think if everybody came together and did that, then real problems would get solved. But the problem is, and I hate to say this, the left, the Democrats are too physically pussy to do some shit like that.
Right.
And the right, the Republicans are too stubborn to see where the Democrats are coming from for some shit to actually change.
Yeah. I think that there's some...
As a group, not individuals.
Because the Democrats definitely burned down their neighbors' houses forever for during the pandemic with George Floyd stuff. You know what I mean? But what happened was the Republicans said, we have systemic problems. Let's protest the government. And that's where shit went wrong. You know what I mean? No one paid. You were writing notes and passing them like it was fucking fourth grade.
I want to comment on that, but I'm not going to start any more beef in our comedy scene.
I'm just saying it's crazy to me that when you want to protest systemic problems, that it's okay to burn down your neighbor's house, but it's wrong to go to the people who make and control the system.
Right, right, right.
That's crazy to me.
Right, that's bot. That's bot activity.
Yeah, it's crazy to me.
Fuckers are bots.
Well, you guys remember the Raid Area 51 thing?
That was so funny.
My dad mentioned it to me once. And I was like, crazy.
I wish Reels was a thing at that time because I made a video that people really liked that I think possibly could have went viral. But anywho, but Gematria
is... I'm glad you brought that back because I forgot.
I love Gematria. What is it? So Gematria is the study of event through numbers.
Okay.
Everything, if you look it up, it says it's actually...
A country in South America.
No, it's by the cabal.
Is that what you said?
Like, hold on, just look it up real quick. And it has something to do with the cabal, but in Gematria, everything has a number. Like everything in the world, your name has a number. And
all right.
Basically, it says everything can be predicted through numbers. So, like, Donald Trump has a number, America has a number, the Kansas City Chiefs have a number.
Now it's starting to sound like Hocus Pocus.
No, bro, no, it's not. It's not. I thought you were saying research.
This isn't looking good for your case.
Well, then it just doesn't look good for my... I don't give a fuck. I fuck with Gematria. That shit's really...
No, don't trust Google. No.
So,
is Wikipedia a credible source?
Yeah.
So...
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
If
ready?
You research, like, if you actually look in
Gematria,
if you look into Gematria and actually pay attention to it, it has underlying meanings.
Do you think that's because we live in a simulation?
I thought you were going to say they were like, we look back on the things that did happen. We were like, X number of people thought this, X number of people. And then you're like, number six fought number four.
No, that's not how it.
I'm misunderstanding it.
But it's kind of complicated. You'd have to research it. Just a little bit. To be look for an explanation.
This is me researching it.
Look for an I'm not an expert. I will say that myself. I'm not an expert. You'd have to look up yourself like the an explanation for it.
So what is it about that draws
you
to it?
The shit, it definitely it predicted 9/11. It predicted both of Trump's impeachments. It predicted.
Did it retroactively COVID. Predict those things, or did or was somebody on?
It predicts everyday events like the basketball tournaments.
I'm just saying, like on September 11th, 2000, which is 1 year before it happened, was somebody saying, you know, those towers are coming down? Or
yeah,
was
George
it on,
Bush.
Or was, no, it was, or was it on September 12th? People were like, you know, Gematria was saying could have proved this. Like, is it retroactively? Because retroactively, you can do anything with numbers. But if you actually say, you know, the lottery tomorrow is going to be 17, 45, 17, 5, 5, 8.
Real quick, guys. Do you realize that this got super intellectual after Andreas left?
that goddamn mental midget.
He's the weak link.
No, it's just because you got all the shit talking out of your system.
You can't blame me.
I'm an innocent bystander. I can't answer that question.
Wait, do your best Andreas O'Rourke impression.
My beautiful baby boy.
You know what I'm talking about, boy.
Boy.
Oh, fuckaroony doony. You know what you never told me about was like the not getting canceled part of your vacation? Because you went to SEMA, right?
Hold on. Can I chime in on getting canceled? So like getting canceled. Bro, this shit's actually very invigorating.
Joey got canceled. I got erased.
Yeah.
How is it that like Ari Shaffir bounced back?
Well, I mean, aren't
he's
they
famous? Kind of, already has
yeah,
followers.
Aren't they kind of the same thing? Because like, I can't go back to 565 and Don't Tell Pittsburgh.
I can't use any social media platform that matters.
What if you just start coming as an audience member every week? Dude?
Well, Don't Tell does matter, huh?
What if you just start coming as an audience member every week?
I thought about that. Like, this is why I didn't want to talk shit earlier, because I knew, like, I'm just going to want to keep talking shit, but I just, comics are pussy. Like, I don't like talking about comics.
Well.
What's the top 10 comics you feel like you could beat their ass?
There's a lot of them. I'm not going to name them. I'm not. Because
start
I don't
with Bill Burr. Then you go.
I'm not going to. I don't want to cause beef.
I could take Joe Rogan.
I got canceled on some bullshit, so.
Are you canceled right now?
Yes.
What does that mean? Oh, obviously from the shows. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
from
I'm
the shows.
Banned, right, bro. Right. Shit's ass.
Yeah, it is ass. That is ass, especially because you were actually working with them before. It's
yeah,
like
I actually really like Don't Tell Pittsburgh. And before Don't Tell came to Pittsburgh, I was watching Don't Tell.
The
online.
Don't Tell is fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
it's
so
just like, but you know what the thing is?
For the Pittsburgh faction to do that to me, it's not even all of Don't Tell. It's just Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh and the
well,
guy.
It wasn't even
who,
that. It was the people in the comment section. There's the, you know, yeah, Pittsburgh's
the
funniest comedian
me.
Talking shit, dude. I mean, he don't do mics.
The thing is if you went up to any audience member at any one of those shows and said, "Do you know Joey Purse?" They would probably, first of all, say no. And even if they could say yes, they would be like, "Did you see what he said on Facebook?" And they'd be like, "No."
Right. They're not.
So, real quick, I just want to say one thing about Joey, though. They might actually know who he is because he's done the shows before they ever returned.
But the point is, if you ask anyone in that audience about that post, they're going to be like, "What post?" Because they don't remember it. It's not fucking. It's not something they probably even saw. And even if they did, it's not that important.
No, but it was a couple people that just kind of escalated it, blew it out of proportion.
Yeah,
but that's those two people or whoever they are remember it. You have an audience of 60
but
people on a show.
I don't even really know if
no one in that audience
like that.
Of 60 has any fucking.
No, I don't think they did. They just wanted to play devil's advocate.
Talk shit.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about Ron either. It's the
no
the people. I you know what I mean.
I don't agree with Ronnie's decision, but.
It might not be up to him, though.
Yeah, his
you know
hands are
mean?
Probably tied.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't agree with his... I think
not
he,
everybody
he
will
decision.
Just suicide themselves like we would
I think
for a fucking
contest. No.
We'll die on
it. No, I actually haven't talked to Ronnie since this. But I do think it was Ronnie's decision to not have me at 565 or Don't Tell because they're two completely different entities. So, but I do believe the comics on the post did not help my case.
Yeah, I think
that never happened.
It's like a pressure thing.
Yeah, if that never happened, I don't think I ever get banned. Like that took away from my photography resume. I mean, I got other things to help my photography resume out since then, but that definitely took my shit away.
What do those people who are complaining about you do if you don't get kicked out? Like, how does it play out in the in Bizarro world?
They just
in Bizarro world where Joey Purse is still allowed to perform because he actually.
I know, still not
nothing.
Get booked to pretend.
Yeah, yeah.
Do.
Nothing happens because I don't work in Pittsburgh.
Neither do they.
Oh shit! Yeah.
No, the one specific. You can't. You know what I mean? Like the one guy talking the most shit. Fucking don't do shit.
I'm literally not connected. Like all my connections are. None of them are in Pittsburgh. I don't speak to people from Pittsburgh from on a day outside of like Chris, Andreas, Marcus, and then the few of you guys. That
yeah,
I've
the Beaver County Rat Pack.
Like you got like you, Vinny, and a couple other people. Nobody really talks to me, and I don't really talk to other people. So, and
shout
it's not
out,
it's not that I don't like people. It's just I'm socially awkward, and as you see, I don't really open up unless I'm under the influence. So, So
I don't know if you're that awkward, Joey. You seem pretty normal.
Well, I have social anxiety, I should say.
Yeah,
I have bad social anxiety.
I have that. I have that to some extent too.
It
much.
I don't really talk to too many people here, and so I don't even remember where I was going with this, but yeah, I don't work. I don't work, and so it's literally not going to affect you. I don't work with you, and I don't talk to. I don't associate with the same people you associate with. So it's not affecting you at all by taking me out of the equation. In fact, it's hurting you more than it's helping you. But that's. That's neither here nor there.
They must just see it as like they need to keep a certain 2 to 3 people happy. Yeah, that must be.
Well, here's what it is. What so it like is. A lot of, like so right now with like the current like political environment and stuff, like they you can see people getting canceled and people get like a rush and they feel good about themselves, whatever canceled means, right? So these people go out of their way to fuck other people over so they feel important. Like yeah. One of the people that went after Joey, like again, this isn't the guy who runs the show. This is something in his comment section. I'm not too much of a fan of anymore after seeing that. But the people
See, they've I know you guys, and I literally don't know about this. So think about how few people in the
audience. But no, but he's blocked from like a couple different opportunities now.
Yeah,
it kind of goes outside that because the group that he's blocked from is like network, and then the show he's blocked from is like a national level.
Yeah.
You know, thing. It's kind of rough. And
I get
one of the guys that kept
was a dumb
the one of the guys that kept escalating it. Right, he may have won awards for being like the funny guy in the city, but he's not on anything. Right, so I think some of these people, to stay relevant, will go after other people.
Yeah.
Right, I probably just put a mark on myself
and
now.
And then, dude, like that, so I hate to say this, but that could have, like, him escalating that could have ruined a lot of stuff for me because...
It could have ruined your personal life.
Yeah, top of that, well, aside from that, is like, not only did it ruin Don't Tell and the open mic, it could have ruined, because I worked with industry, like, it could have ruined... it could have ruined.
Don't list the things.
Yeah,
that
don't
they
list
go
them.
After.
Can you beep that?
Yeah, I'll write down.
Yeah, time slot.
You get what I'm saying. It could have worked. It could have ruined a few.
Yeah, don't give them a list of places
major
to email.
Yeah, here's the thing too, right?
That can like really hurt me.
And the way it was said, right? If put in the right context, it can seem anti-Semitic, right? That's not your intent. Right, it's like if you go to a mic or a show and you say something that kind of comes out weird. That wasn't your intent. You took the fucking thing down. It should be done, right? Like, it doesn't mean you're a hateful, racist person. You know what I mean? That's like the weirdest thing. Like, that wasn't the...
The post, I honestly could have argued this, and I said it in the messages with me and the guy. I was like, I could honestly say each and every one of you who are accusing me for this are anti-black. But I'm not going to pull that card because everyone that I mentioned, they are... Excuse me. They are black people, and you're basically saying, in a way, out of context, that I'm saying black people aren't crazy, and you're saying black people are crazy. So it's a reach. It's a reach, but just like I think the anti-Semitic thing is a reach. I was like, we could play reach for reach, tit for tat, but I didn't want to do that.
Hey, here's the thing. If it really hurt that many people's feelings, you took it down, it's over. You know
it's
what
over,
I mean?
Right,
that's what it should
right.
be. But the world we live in today is like they went, pat me on the back. I'm holier than thou. Like, you know, that's like the whole thing.
Trevor does that so well on Facebook. What you're talking about, like, flips it on him. Like you're saying, actually, like you're saying, in this case, you could have said, actually, you're being racist. Trevor does that all the time in the comment sections on his shit because he'll say something and then somebody will say something.
Here's something
and
too.
Then he'll be like, "Your comment is terribly homophobic and borderline something."
Here's the thing too. Yeah. I want to add. So Trevor, I love Trevor to death. He's one of the funniest comics I know. That's why I even took him with me to Chicago.
Yep.
I wanted to take him with me to New York. Right? He's awesome. But Trevor's still like he's doing like his own thing. Joey's like working with like Hollywood, right? Like people don't think that, but like with that group that he's working with there, and then with this national group that he got blocked from, and now with like the big comedy in Pittsburgh, right? Like industry people, Pittsburgh. He's working with multiple industry people, right? It's like whatever, right? Trevor does it. He just gets smacked in the wrist. Like even me, right? I don't really have shit. Like if I'll fuck it, what? I won't get let to an open mic. Like he could actually risk losing.
We're playing
things
their game.
Yeah.
When we do what you're saying. We're playing their game.
No, but what I'm saying,
their game is to make you afraid so you don't say things. That's their whole game.
Yes, but what
so
I'm
so when you don't say
no,
that,
but what I'm saying though is like
win.
There's more. So like the way you have to approach it, if you're Joey, you have to be calculated, right? You have to figure it out. You can't just like fire back. You know?
Oh, no, I don't get me wrong. I've definitely typed out some stuff in my memo pad and then thought about it for an hour and a half and then reworded it to a much more clever thing.
I just blash it out on the internet like a fucking idiot and fucking fucks me over. But that's
I'm much better at responding an hour after than I am at responding right when it happens.
That's smart, too, because it gives you time to like actually, you know.
Yeah, like I'll take the immediate angle and I'll be like, no, that was actually the wrong angle altogether. Like I should make fun of them for this particular type of fucking.
Yeah, all I'm saying though is there's like shitty people out there that like you kind of do have to like you do have to play the game a little bit. Unfortunately,
yeah.
This is the game right now until you get to a point where like Ari Shaffir like has done the horrible shit, right? But you can't get rid of him because he's already made it. Right, but you're on the way up, and you have these like little shit.
Well, it's hard.
Bring
it's
down.
Hard
you just
to get
dodge
rid of somebody
it.
Who can go on Joe Rogan whenever they want.
Yeah, exactly. Right, but Joey's not there yet. He's on his way there. He's not there yet.
Right.
So, long story short, I believe in you. Right, but no, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has something that he can actually.
I
some progress.
Really do much. Like, I didn't fight it too much. I just kind of played it safe.
That's the way it should have been, and it should have been dead. Right, I disagree.
Exactly.
Like, Don't Tell's fucking awesome. Right,
Don't Tell's cool. Oh, shit.
That group's cool. Right. But, like, I think it's a little bit harsh, right?
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't help that that was like the big thing, and then the news was like if that wasn't in the news,
it can't last forever. Probably.
And the fact that it's not there, I
just gotta
like
find a different avenue.
The fact that the post isn't there, I feel like in the fact that thousands of people didn't see it, I feel like it should have just been. I feel like he should have just asked me if I could have just taken down the post and let that be that. But
I don't know. But you got canceled by a fucking local improv teacher.
Yeah, basically.
I just can't think that if you go to a Don't Tell comedy show, that anyone who's actually paid to be there. I don't mean like
I don't think the guy, even the guy that runs it in the area, I don't think gives a fuck. Like,
no,
you know
he doesn't.
I mean?
He doesn't.
It's like, not. It's the vocal minority that you know.
Hey yo,
minority. You know what a minority is? It's the group of people. I'm not saying like no, vocal black guy. No, it's like a vote. Like it's like
it's just funny how you worded that. It's like,
that's what it is. It's a vocal. Okay. Vocal guy. So if there's 100,
he's saying there's less people talking.
Yes. There's less people talking. Right. So if there's 100 people, but two people are talking shit aggressively, that's a vocal minority. I'm not saying it's like a guy yelling from the back.
Not everybody's even saying anything.
Gotcha.
Just like, hey, you know, like, no.
I didn't even know that's what you said vocal. I thought you said local.
Oh, yeah, that vocal. Is funny. That is funny.
Yeah, a local minorities.
If it wasn't for all these local minorities.
No, but like, it's like, you ever hear the phrase, like, the squeaky wheel gets the oil? That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
fuck,
in the grand scheme of things, nobody gives a fuck, but the person that's going after you, like, they're opportunistic, too. By, like, defending you here, I probably have opened myself up to something. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. Whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah,
I'll just make my own show.
I think it's an unfair situation. But basically, I'm just
hashtag
telling
free
you,
Joey
don't
Bird.
Say anything that'll get you canceled, Aaron, because it's not fun.
I disagree. I'm getting tired of being, because that's been my approach.
But listen, you could say
nowhere.
But you can say what you want, but not be offensive at the same time.
That's not true.
That is true.
I want to say offensive things.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Because the reality is look, I got. People want to look at me and pretend like I don't have any fucking
shit. Hit up fucking Chuck. You'll be great on his shows.
Who's Chuck?
E. Cheese. You might know.
No, I'm just.
If you just want to say shit,
dude.
I'm just
Chuck
saying.
E. Cheese,
like, it's there are people out there who have been like physically and intellectually and emotionally abused, and then decided to make themselves harder instead of softer. And I'm one of those guys.
Rock hard right now.
I'm one of those guys who made themselves harder. And I want to find other
right
people
now?
Who are hard. And I want to get together with all these hard-ons. You know what I mean? That's what I want. I don't want a bunch of...
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys don't... isn't that what comedy is like? Good? Yeah. Isn't that like a huge part of it? For
old Milwaukee,
look,
dude.
It doesn't have to be... Like, for instance, there's 100,000 different fucking types of... rom-coms or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, can't there be 100,000 different types of comedy? Like, can't there be fucking people? Do you want? You need?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm almost done with this one.
I just think there's a way you need to.
I've been
word
drinking
everything.
Since like five.
I feel
so
like if you can
funny.
Word it all, I wouldn't even say that.
To me, it's less funny.
But I'll say if you
no,
can
you
word
just
it.
It's politics, dude.
I want shit to be hard in the paint. I want people to say things I disagree.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Hard in the paint, dude. Classic basketball. You know what hardened the paint? You know what that came from?
No. Other than the paint being on the floor and then going hard?
Yeah. That's it. That's really it, yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought you were like going to be like, actually, the Romans were...
Yeah, I thought it came from Front Yard Broadway with the SK.
Yeah.
I'm going to piss real quick.
All right.
You're in charge of the conversation.
Yeah,
you too.
Front Yard Broadway with the SK. Got a main bitch and I got a mistress.
What? A couple hood. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm so hood. Or something like that. I'm so hood rich.
I got a main bitch and got
a
mistress.
Mistress.
What else? A couple of girlfriends.
Friends. I'm so hood rich.
Walker!
Oh,
see,
man.
Gucci, that's my motherfucking N word. It sounded racist.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. You hit that? Oh, my God, dude. Tired all these motherfuckers talking sweet about Chief Keef. Motherfucker beat their ass.
That Donald Trump video.
Dude, deepfakes are getting so real, dude. That's so good, dude. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up and play it on Aaron's podcast. It's so good. That's like, that is the like pinnacle deepfake, man.
I'm tired of motherfuckers in school telling me.
Always at the barbershop saying, Chief Keef ain't about this, Chief Keef ain't about that.
Let me say
shut
it,
the fuck
it,
up.
Let me say it before you play it. I'm tired of motherfuckers in school telling me, oh, you should record it.
You want to record it? Hold on, I'm going to record it.
I'm going to try to remember it, though. I don't know if I remember it word for word.
All right, go.
I'm tired of motherfuckers in school telling me, always in a barbershop, Chief Keef ain't about this, Chief Keef ain't about that. My boy Labidi on fucking Lamron and them. They say he don't be putting in no work. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't live with that nigga. I don't remember nothing else. I'm too fucking drunk. Dude. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't live
with
you know he got shot. He got caught shooting at the ratchet and shit. Shooting at the police. No, I skipped some shit. I don't remember. Joey, I'm too buzzed right now.
Joey, did you see my buddy from Chicago, what he said Lamron is?
Nah.
Dude, hold on a second. It's normal backwards. That's his street name. That's like code. He goes, did you know that Chief Keef says BD on Lamron is normal spelt backwards? So he's saying BD on normal and 64th in Englewood. And Englewood's like the scary neighborhood.
So you know he's a black disciple on 64th in Englewood.
Yeah, dude, that's like real street shit. Real trap shit.
I gotta find shooting at the police and shit.
Dude, here's this deepfake. You know deepfakes, Aaron?
You know what's funny? It's cause fucking FGB Duck or
oh, dude.
Said that Chief Keef was a fraud.
FPG Duck was fucking real, and now he's dead, dude.
Fuck.
Well, then you know he's real when he's dead. You know what I mean?
Fuckers in school telling me, always in the barbershop, Chief Keef ain't about this. Chief ain't about that, my boy.
This is Donald Trump version. Deepfake.
They say that nigga don't be putting in no work. Shut the fuck up. Y'all niggas ain't no shit. All y'all motherfuckers talking about Chief Keef ain't no hitter. Chief Keef ain't this. Chief Keef a fake. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't live with that nigga. Y'all know that nigga got caught with a ratchet shooting.
To watch this is amazing.
Nigga been on probation since fucking...
I don't know when.
Motherfucker. Stop
talking sweet. Oh, shit.
But them niggas savages out there. If I catch another motherfucker talking sweet about Chief Keef, I'm fucking beating they ass. I'm not fucking playing no more.
Shooting a ratchet of police and shit. No, you gotta play the full. Did you ever hear the full version?
No, dude, without the music, it's weird. That's what
so
Marcus Cox said. He was like, yeah, dude, it's weird outside of its natural environment.
I fuck with it.
What? Dude, that was just like a handicapped kid just yelling because somebody made fun of Chief Keef.
There's more of
and
it.
And he put it online. It's just him screaming in the car because people made fun of it. And then Chief Keef sampled it and put it in his song as an intro.
Nice,
like,
so, dude.
It's
fuck
so
him.
Good.
You ever hear In This Bitch Remix?
Barbershop Chief Keef ain't about this.
All right.
So, how do they? Okay, because I know how the computer works on deepfake. Deepfake obviously takes a person's face.
Donald Trump actually
it.
Said that, dude.
I get it. No, who did the impersonation? Because that's a Donald Trump voice.
No, Donald
did they
Trump
have
said the, it. You can, Donald
yeah,
said
he
it.
He
did
he
not.
Said, yeah, dude.
That's why Donald there's Trump a deep fake. It. Otherwise, I just use the regular
no,
video.
That's
no,
what was playing when everybody raided the Capitol.
That's what made it cool to them?
Yeah, dude.
It's not cool when Chief Keef does it for them. But if Donald Trump said that shit, I think I'd be hype as fuck for
it. No, but you can have. They have things now that'll do voices, too. Right, like you can get somebody's voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's
voice.
Enough, because like there's a computer that did a.
Oh, dude, they have Donald Trump hitting that N word, dude. Like, record.
He don't live with that nigga.
What do people look that clip up on that deep fake?
Well, that was on TikTok. TikTok. I'll pull up the guy's name. Hold on,
because it's worth watching, dude. It's
nigga don't POV shock POVSHAKA.
Niggas ain't no shit. All y'all motherfuckers talking about Chief Keef ain't no hitter. Chief Keef ain't this. Chief Keef a fake. Shut the fuck up.
This is the best.
Y'all don't live with that nigga.
Yo, what
y'all
if,
know that nigga got caught with
what if he said that about
China?
Shit.
But then he'd be supporting.
Oh, yeah. What if he said that about Russia?
Yeah, dude.
What if he said that shit about Russia going to
dude,
Ukraine?
Dude, I'd be pro Russia then.
But what if he
you're
says that
already?
About.
Huh? Pro Russia?
What if
I don't give a fuck, dude. They're on the other side of the planet.
I'm oppositionally
what if he says that
Russia.
About Ukraine and they go get smacked by Ukraine?
Yeah, dude. You remember these bitches love Sosa? It's like MiGs flying in. It's like fucking. Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, man. I heard some fucking. You know, they're claiming now that they've got like proof that Biden and his sons in Ukraine and blah blah blah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think
dude?
Ukraine is set up.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Biden. I'm sure it was. But there will never be
Why do you think Ukraine is from Biden?
Because if you research it, you'll find that there's shit that Biden was trying to cover up in Ukraine.
Biden put both of his sons in charge of energy companies, one in China and one in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, his laptop gets fucking buried, which had a bunch of fucking evidence.
Okay, that's too convenient, though. Do you believe that?
Oh, it's too convenient when you walk into a murder scene and there's a murdered person and a person with a gun. You're like, it's too convenient. Let him go.
No, because there's so much, like, okay, I mean, come on, dude. I love UFO stuff a lot, right? But there's a whole thing where there's misinformation where they put stuff out that's super close to the truth, but slightly off to make us all look crazy.
Dude, what does crack-smoking dick pic know about running energy companies around?
No, but I'm saying, though, like, do you really think that's, like, you know, it's like, why would they have a lab? I don't know why they would do it, but it's, like, too convenient to have a... Why would I take selfies of me passed out smoking crack and then just leave it at a Starbucks?
I don't think it was.
And then run a giant energy company in the Ukraine.
Yeah, that's pretty, like, either the dumbest human being ever, or it's too convenient.
The CIA, bro.
It's...
Yeah, dude.
The CIA.
The
FBI, female body.
CIA
is what it is.
They run everything, bro. It's the CIA.
I think the FBI is more in pocket than CIA is.
Female body investigators.
Oh, for sure, dude. The FBI, like, there are people in the FBI actively coming out and being ignored. They're saying, hey, shit's bad here. We're being told to do stuff that doesn't make any sense. And it's all
people in the FBI coming out, dude.
I think the CIA.
Yeah, but there aren't people from
the LGBT shows.
Because it's the CIA. They probably have better.
No, it's somebody, there's somebody bigger than that. No, you know what I mean? There has to be. Like that. That's what we know about. That's just so surface level. You know what
but
I mean? Like,
that's the beauty in it. It's so surface level that you wouldn't see it.
IA it.
Central intelligence. They know everything. Central intelligence. Oh,
there's like layers,
oh,
dude.
Oh. So. So.
Drop the mic. What the fuck?
Just,
I can't
preface
say
this
it.
With
I can't,
word,
I can't,
right on the note card. Right on the.
I can't say it on podcast. I cannot say it on podcast.
Yeah, dude.
It's actual legit confidential information.
What? Okay, so we're just supposed to pretend like we're having a.
No, seriously. I can't say it on podcast.
All right, well, I'm going to pause this. Tall and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking and.
Whoa, Joey, that's crazy
that
what you were
crazy.
Saying.
I can't believe that you know the governor of Mississippi.
I can't believe
that's
that.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So they told you that, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they did for sure.
That's nuts, man.
I swear to God.
Nuts.
No, I swear to God.
And they worked for the CIA? The governor of Mississippi?
So what you're saying is I almost mentioned somebody's name.
Why are you writing shit down again? I thought we paused for a reason. Dude, if you're going to be writing shit down,
yeah,
I'm going to just say we should sign off.
No, it was just something to talk about after the podcast. Always in the barbershop, it was just something to talk about after the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you guys say that's what this shit was for?
Well, I said to write it down in case.
Y'all niggas ain't no shit. Chief Keef ain't this. Chief Keef a fake. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't.
I love that they can take Trump's voice and make it do whatever they want. It's so funny.
You don't think the CIA uses that?
I don't know when.
The CIA behind Donald Trump and Chief Keef.
What I really like about deepfakes is that eventually we're going to get to a place where we have to actually trust each other again instead of the internet.
Let's just clone people, dude.
They might get to that point. They might get to that point where they can replace us.
Dude, but there's people that I felt like that I could have trusted, like coworkers, friends and stuff like that, and they've just stabbed me in the fucking back anyways. For all you know, I could be a undercover.
Sure, but what I'm trying to say is this, is like right now, people will walk up to each other and they will argue with their own family. Like, we were at that show and that woman was heckling you in Morgantown. And she said that she hates her family because of politics. I'm like, whoa,
that
bitch.
Shit's so crazy.
Yeah, dude, that bitch
whoa,
is just
dude.
Selling.
She, what she, are you fucking
hey, talking we were at a dead flea market and she was selling knickknacks. She's clearly just killing it.
Like, a bunch of fucking people you've never met told you what to think, and now you don't appreciate the fact that somebody put food in your mouth for fucking 14 years at least?
Well, see, the
that's
thing is,
crazy talk,
like,
dude.
You know, I think it's the craziest thing that people are cutting people off for being Trump supporters.
That's
like, I have cousins.
Any of it, yeah.
Yeah, like, I have cousins
Trump's
BD
on Lamron.
he snitched on Lamron, what do you mean? No, like legit, he did. But
I don't know what Lamron is, dude.
Normal
64.
Oh,
no, but
right,
he did.
Right,
he did.
Right.
You remember the story that came out about people up at the basically the Central Park? He kind of lied on them and got them arrested.
No.
Yeah, there was like five black kids that that were in like Central Park or like on Fifth Avenue or some shit. And
all right.
Some white
those woman, are like really far apart, aren't they?
And so I don't know. It was
no idea.
Some white woman lied and said that they they were raping or trying to and shit like that. And
they're
so
out
Trump
here
had,
raping.
Trump had them arrested. But anywho,
and that was
yeah. Like I have cousins. Like, cause you know the big thing with Trump supporters is like, oh, they're racist.
Everything that the Democrats crazy. Don't like is racist.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy because these are people you've known your entire life. All of a sudden, they're racist because they support a certain candidate.
Right.
Like
yesterday, fine. Today, oh.
Yeah, like I'm not a Trump supporter in the least bit. I think he's hilarious, and I enjoy watching him. I don't support his
I'm
politics.
Happy he's back on Twitter,
dude.
That's
once I saw,
funny.
Once I heard the grab him by the pussy audio, I was like, okay, well, I can't vote for this guy. But at the same time,
right for
there's
politics,
lots of fun shit happening with
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Like he fucking bombed I mean, Iran dude, and put the American flag up. Like that shit's hilarious. I mean, it's scary, but it's hilarious. But like, I have relatives too that are Trump supporters. Like a lot of my relatives in Connecticut are Trump supporters. They've known me my entire life. They've known my my dad. My dad.
What are you laughing about?
Because it's funny to me. I don't want to say it, but my dad primarily dates black women. They've known that my entire life, and they've been around them. They've been around black people. I don't know if there's black people.
You know what's crazy? Joey, I've never met a black person before.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I don't know if there's black people.
I know. I don't think that they're not real.
Even though I've been there and I've seen black. I don't
black
know
people are a myth.
You guys are losing me. He was talking about his dad dating, and you're like. I don't. Never mind. It's fine.
No, but right before he said that, I said I don't know if black people live in Connecticut.
Ah, right, right,
even
right,
though
right,
I've right. been to like Hartford, that's where they all are. They're all in Hartford.
The Whale
/ New Haven. New Haven has like all the Hispanics. Hartford has all the black people.
New Haven has the best pizza.
Really? But anywho,
in the world or just in New Haven?
Dude, Connecticut pizza is the best pizza in the world.
They've
really?
Never.
Yeah, actually, that's where like pizza originated. Then it like came like American pizza, and it like moved its way into New York.
Really?
Huh. Like New York pizza is like kind of mid. Like, but like the real shit's in Connecticut.
But
I'm
like,
that.
You know, surprisingly,
like
before I continue with this, surprisingly to me, there's a ton of Hispanic and Latino people in fucking Rhode Island. Like,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, when I think of Rhode Island, I think the whitest place in the world. Like, but it's not.
Well, there's
it's,
white
it's
Hispanic
not, it
people.
It does sound like a white place.
It does.
Right?
And
Rhode
like,
Island.
I've been there. Like, I've been there to like Newport, and I've been there for the Halloween shit that they have, like Halloween festivities and all that. It's all white people. Like, it just looks white. It looks
why
old.
Why is it named?
No, but here's it.
Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Because the people
is Road is spelled like a person's name. I assume it's named after a person. Road.
Because the people are retarded in the name.
Is Rhode Island.
What do you mean? But anywho, like I was saying, I have family in Connecticut. Like they've known black people their entire lives. Like, bro, I'm not about to disown you because you support Trump. I mean, we right. disagree. I just won't have that conversation with you.
I know a lot of black people.
That's
like
the
Trump.
Problem is no one wants to have a conversation. And that's where like these
the
Facebook
reason,
posts go wrong is they're like, we don't want conversation.
The reason why I don't want conversation is because people get too combative.
Yeah.
They don't want to listen to the other side. So I'd rather not just talk with you about it. It's very simple to avoid that conversation.
But you're not the problem in that scenario because you're willing to have a
Yeah, I'm definitely willing to have a conversation with that stuff.
They're
no,
willing
I,
to
I actually,
hate
I actually
you
like that.
I do too.
I like to talk about other people's views. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. I enjoy that shit a lot.
And I like a good heated debate.
No, here's crazy though. I could talk to a conservative for the
dude,
most
I'll
part.
Take the opposite.
Hey,
like
real quick.
Debates,
but for Aaron loves to argue.
I do. I love to argue.
We fought the whole way to West Virginia and back. No, so like. You can talk to a conservative person and really pick their brain, and they'll try to explain it to you. And then, like, you can go to the left person, which a lot of their viewpoints socially I agree with, right? And they'll just start calling me racist and a piece of shit and make all kinds of assumptions about me because I'm an overweight white guy with a beard. It's bizarre. You know what I mean? It's like, actually, you know what? I actually agree with you on a lot of your fucking
What's
viewpoints.
What's great is when they are also
most
an overweight
of the
white guy, and they're like, I don't know if you are... the person to ask
no dude
about
that's
like,
the
wait,
standard
wait, wait,
hold on that's the standard fucking comedian thing that all white people are bad but me
right
I'm the good
so
one
so crazy I'm the,
I'm
ally.
The fucking
that's
ally
fucking
yeah
nuts. Fucking nuts dude
yeah but I'm just this hate filled piece of shit fucking
we should have ended on Trump fucking talking about
oh we're ending
bro,
it
I like I really like I don't get invited to too many but I love doing podcasts they're fun
well I was stoked to have you back today and I wish Andreas I asked him, I was like, I should be saying A-S, shouldn't I? And he's like, what do you mean? And it's like, the emphasis is on the A. He's like, no, it's just Andreas. And I'm like, that's what I just said.
YouTube stomping out my fucking
this
views, man. It's bullshit.
What are you trying to do now?
Motherfucker.
nigga savages out there. If I catch another motherfucker talking sweet about Chief Keef, I'm fucking beating they ass. I'm not fucking playing no more. Fuckers in school telling me.
Go Quips, fuck CV, smoking on a CV pack.
You guys got anything you need to plug?
Nah.
When is this dropping?
I'm going to try to get it out next day or two.
If you, I would appreciate it if you go to Heinz Field Friday at 8 p.m., fuck Central Valley, smoking on that Central Valley pack.
You're calling it Heinz Field? Go Quips. It's not Acrisure?
Fuck Acrisure. It's Heinz. It's Heinz.
Pittsburgh politics. That's real Pittsburgh. That's real politics.
My dad hates sports. My dad hates football. And he goes, man, fucking piss me off. Fucking call Acrisure. Fucking Heinz Field. Burn that place down.
It's true. Care, dude. It's fucking true. Sorry. Go to Acrisure Stadium.
Go to Acrisure. See me. We can link up and say, hey.
All right.
What day was that?
Friday. All right. 8 p.m. prime time.
I want all of you listening
after
to this.
After Thanksgiving.
I want you all of you listening to this. To,
what?
I hate that.
To tweet. I need you to.
That's the best day.
You need to tweet Mark Zuckerberg and say hashtag free Chris Scrivo. A ban from all Meta platforms.
Hashtag DM
Dude,
him
have you tried
on
to get
all
into
platforms.
The, what's their artificial reality thing?
Meta.
Have you tried to get into that? Try to start an account
bro,
with that.
No, I can't do that. I'm blocked, though. I'm blocked.
No, I meta? Bet so
they just
like
took
the
out
Oculus?
My WhatsApp, bro. Yeah.
Bro, that shit's fun as fuck.
I'm banned
so
from it.
So desperate that they'll let you
make
in.
A new profile.
I can't. They have my driver's license.
Give a false name.
They have my IP address.
You need to
they have
use
my phone number.
My driver's license?
Yeah.
Give a false everything and just try it.
All right. You heard it here first, guys. Go to Heinz Field. On the Friday after Thanksgiving, and
DM Mark Zuckerberg.
8 p.m.
Hashfield at 8 p.m. Chris Scriva. Free Chris Scriva.
Hashtag.
Beaver County is greater than Mon Valley.
Well, I'm sure you guys remember. We had a blast listening to the deepfake of Donald Trump doing Chief Keef. Well, their lyrics, I guess? It's really more the intro to his only successful album. Now, I didn't know jack shit about Chief Keef. I knew he existed, and that's about it. It turns out he's a drill rapper. Now, drill rap is something I believe started in England, and now the United States has their own version, which I'm sure is nothing like the original version, much like dubstep. Dubstep was originally a bass and drum something rather. Anyway. Point is, we get it and we make it our own, right? And Chief Keef's the Americone version. Oh, not the Americone. That's for our Espanol listeners. He's a Chicago guy. It makes sense. Chris would be thinking of him, right? Chris lived in Chicago for quite a while. Still got a soft spot in his heart for the city, I believe, anyway. But to my surprise, Chief Keef actually was probably pretty wealthy, right? Toward the end of high school. He was born in 95, I believe, is what I read. And this is 2012, so that makes it 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, that'd make him 17 years old when he releases this album called Finally Rich, right? Now, weird thing about Chief Keef, and I did see there are a couple of videos and stuff released. Now, I didn't do any research on what fucking year they were released, but there's new videos. But between basically 2001 and 2012, there ain't no Chief Keef to be found. You know what I mean? He says he just quit the game. I don't know if that's true. There are people who say he can't return to Chicago for gang reasons. There's people who say he's got to flee California for warrants. So who knows? I mean, things are irking on the up and up for old Chief Keef. But that being said, this album, Finally Rich, Finally Rich from 2012 is the song we were talking about today with the Donald Trump deepfake, which you should look up. It's very funny. It's very funny to hear Donald Trump say these type of words. Why didn't you come?
Y'all know that nigga got caught with a ratchet. Shit at the police and shit. Nigga been on probation since fucking, I don't know when. Motherfucker, stop fucking playing them like that. Them niggas savages out there.
Not really my type. But, you know, the kids love the drill music, the trap music. So let's get into it. Some of that Murder Zone USA, South Side of Chicago shit. The Windy City.
the song Love Sosa.
These bitches love Sosa. Oh, and I know it. Fucking with them old boss, you gon' get fucked over. Rari's and Rovers, these hoes love cheese Sosa. Hit on with that Cobra, now that boy slumped over. They do it off of Sosa, you boys ain't making no noise. Y'all know I'm a grown boy, your clip full of robots. Got y'all some robots, got y'all some robots. We GPE dope boys, we got lots of dope boys. Love Sosa, and they love them glow boys. Know we from the go boy, but we cannot go boy. No, I don't know old boy, I know he's a bro boy. Rari's a roll boy, convertible and bold boy. You know I got bands boy, and it's in my pants boy. Disrespect them old boys, you won't speak again boy. Don't think that I'm playing boy, no we don't use hands boy. No we don't do friends boy, collect bands on the landlord. Lots of commas, I can fuck your mama. I ain't with the drama, you can meet my llama. Riding with 300, with 300 foreigners. These bitches see she so sad, I swear I got they all now. These bitches love Sosa, oh and I know it. Fucking with them old boss, you gon' get fucked over. Rari's and Rovers, these hoes love cheese Sosa. Hit on with that Cobra, now that boy slumped over. They do it all. So you boys ain't making no noise. Y'all know I'm a grown boy. Your clip full of robots. Got y'all some robots. Got y'all some robots. We GPE dope boys. We got lots of dope boys. Don't make me call him Rose boy. He's 600 boy. And he keep that pole boy. You gon' get fucked over. Bitch, I done so soda. And I done so coca. She gon' clap for Sosa. He gon' clap for Sosa. They do it for Sosa. Them hoes they do it for Sosa. They don't want that Molly water. So nigga be cool like water. For you get hit with this lava. Bitch on that trending topic. Don't care no price I cop it. Me and your bitch steady jockin' me. These bitches love Sosa. Oh and I know it. Fucking with them old boss. You gon' get fucked over. Rari's and Rovers. These hoes love cheese Sosa. Hit on with that Cobra. Now that boy slumped over. They do it all for Sosa. You boys ain't making no noise. Y'all know I'm a grown boy. Your clip full of robots. Got y'all some robots. Got y'all some robots. We GPE dope boys. We got lots of dope boy. Huh?
Sammy's smoking some amazing shit.